morning. This is Don.
Good morning, Don. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time, but I was just following up with you here on an offer that I sent to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based on some borrowing that you did with Regions Bank, if you recall that at all.
Okay. And it's in regards to what now?
It was based on some borrowing you did with Regions Bank, if you recall that at all, a few years back.
I'm still with Regions, have been, you know, for quite a few years.
Still working with Regions?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, we had just sent out a pre-approval to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was for working capital and equipment financing. Not quite sure if you had a chance.
Okay, in all honesty, I get probably two or three calls a day.
Yeah, I'm sure
I don't know, and that's been going on for the last year. Most of that, as soon as I hear the financial part of it, or equity loans, and you know, they're offering me, God, you would think I was a wealthy man. They're just, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars I keep getting offers for.
Right.
We have a loan with you. Is this by any chance tied to that loan?
No, it is not, actually. I'm not calling from Regions Bank. I was actually calling from Cardiff.
Okay. All right.
But it was... based on the borrowing history that you've had with Regions Bank, we had sent a pre-approval to your business as creditworthy business.
Okay.
And I was just circling back with you to see if you, if you had anything in the pipeline coming up at all.
Not at the moment. Like I said, I get so many of those every day that I hardly pay any attention to them.
Trust me, I know. That's why I'm going to give you a little call here.
Yeah. I would say, probably after the first of the year, we have some projects coming up that we plan on doing in-house, in which case, we will be, doing a lot of manipulating back and forth, to keep things rolling.
Yeah,
and I'll probably be looking for resources then. But right now it's, we've got a full boat and we're just, one foot in front of the other.
Okay, you guys are pretty steady right now, then.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, if everything comes in that I've got out, we'll actually have a good winter. There's a big if there. And that's where I say it first, because we've got we purchased some land here 2-3 years ago and intended to do a spec home on it. And that was for fill work, and we just haven't been able to. We've stayed busy enough. We haven't been able to act on it.
Oh, really? Wow.
And that's what, what I'm referring to is that, after the first year, where that's the project that we'll probably be moving to.
Oh, okay. Very nice. And do you already have the resources for the project there?
No, I haven't committed to anything yet. We've got some preliminary, and that's preliminary looked into, and then they had some preliminary approvals. A lot of the paperwork has been done as far as the structure, but not, not the financial end of it.
Oh, gotcha. So you guys got the ball rolling already.
It's kind of sitting at idle right now. And that's because we've got so much other work going on.
Right. So you've got all these other projects that you're planning to do prior to this one.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys are working on projects now, and I've got four or five projects sitting on my desk.
Wow, you are keeping busy.
A lot of it, it's probably 50% of it will come in. I would like to see all of it come in. That's, then we will be working all winter.
Oh, of course, I'm sure. Is it just, capital that stops you guys from taking on more projects and getting them done, or what is it?
No, capital hasn't, but then again, we don't work with a lot of credit. Most of our stuff, if we can't pay for it, we don't do it.
Correct.
Now, once we get into the spec home, then we would be looking for construction loans is what we would be looking for.
Of course. There's my specialty there.
Yeah. Oh, if that's your specialty, then yes, I would be definitely be interested
Yeah, that's
in
definitely
talking
my
to you.
specialty there.
See,
I've been working
most of
with
you guys that
construction.
call are for equipment. Construction loans totally different than the equipment.
Absolutely different. We do a working cap. Have you done a working capital loan before, actually?
No, never had.
Yeah,
Like I
so that.
said, if we don't now, I've bought equipment and actually through Regions. I've got a equipment loan that we're, just a couple payments away from being having it paid off.
Oh, okay. Very nice. And how was the equipment loan with them?
No, it has been no problem.
Okay, good. Good rate and everything. Yeah, so what we do is we do equipment financing and we do working capital, just to give you like a little brief here. And I've been working with construction companies the entire summer, and working capital is definitely the program for them. And how that works is we lend 10 to 15% of your top line revenue to you as unsecured cash. So there's no collateral on your end or anything like that. And
Okay. Now, see, capital doesn't that part doesn't work so much for me. It's fine for equipment, but the construction project I would be looking for is a regular construction type loan, where the structure is, the financing is available throughout the construction, and then the loan is paid off at the end of the construction when it's sold.
Right. So, well, how it would work is basically like if you were to take on a project, because you guys do building, do you guys require payment, a down payment up front or anything like that?
For well, on spec homes it wouldn't be. So there's no customer until the project's sold.
Right.
Now the custom homes, sure, yeah, we do, or on our remodel projects.
Right. And for, well, I mean, prior to building the home, the capital that you use is from where? Is it in-house?
No, I look for an investor. There's some minor costs that we have to do, naturally, is for the legal description and the general conditions is what I call it. That's a survey and getting the lot prepped and all the stuff I need for the bank or whoever the lender is.
Right.
And then once we get approval, then the funds are released with progress of the project. The further we go with it, the more they'll release.
Gotcha. And when you guys take on these projects, are you paying for them up front in cash?
No, that's all done with other people's money.
Okay, gotcha. So you take, okay, so you have private investors?
No, usually it's a bank. Or the bank is who I'm set up, actually a credit union. Because if
Okay.
we move forward with them, that's who would be working with us.
Gotcha. And do you have a line of credit with them?
No, actually, we had the option to go either way with a line of credit or just a construction loan.
Yeah. And then you went through the construction loan. Did it work
Yeah,
out
well, we
well?
haven't proceeded yet. Those options are open to us.
Gotcha. So how working capital works is it's very similar to a line of credit,
Yeah,
basically.
correct. Does the season that and that part I'm not really interested in because see you're looking for once you pull funds out, then you're looking for monthly payments on it,
Correct.
and that's not what I need funds for is for the structure to, or the project to build the project, and there is no revenue on the project until such time that it's completed and sold.
Till it's okay, I see what you're saying. So you want payments to start after the building is sold.
Sure, and that's the way a
Gotcha.
construction loan works. Is
Right.
it's a $200,000 project, and they'll release at certain intervals as the project's completed. They release the funds, and then everything is due at the end, when the project's completed.
Gotcha. I understand what you're saying now. That makes a little more sense. Well, do you ever find that maybe you were looking for equipment for to build anything?
No, I haven't. In the past, I've just gone to the bank that we've dealt with.
Right.
You know, like I said, we've been the amount of calls, but most of that, I assume that with these guys that are calling, their interest rates are a little higher than what the local bank would be. I don't know that for sure.
I would presume that too. Well, just to give you a little heads up here, equipment financing is kind of our bread and butter of the company, and we have actually a match or beat policy on it. So anything that you get from, you know, your local bank or any other nationwide bank or anything like that, any offer that you get, we're able to match, and typically we can beat it.
Okay.
With us. So that's one of our little perks here.
Okay. I would say go ahead and flag me and drop me an email.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'll put that over in the file, and if we get into that position, then I will shout at you.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Is Don at purdyconstruction.com?
That's it, yep.
That's it, all right, perfect. I will go ahead and put together a little email for you and shoot it over your way. Would you mind if I give you a call back sometime maybe in like November, December, and see if you
can... God, that'll be fine. That will be fine.
Excellent.
Always keep the bridges door open. You never know.
You never know, exactly. It's all about timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sir. I do appreciate the call.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It was very pleasant. Yes, and you have a nice afternoon.
You too, Don. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.